Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As most of you know, these broadcasts serve three purposes: to enlighten, to entertain, and to call to action. Today's is a call to action. For me, the journey began 3 years ago when Phelim McAleer and his wife Anne spoke at a conference that I attended. Both were film producers, and both felt led to do a movie about the most prolific serial killer in American history. That man was Philadelphia abortionist Kermit Gosnell. Unable to secure funding through normal Hollywood sources, Phelim and Anne set up a crowdfunding campaign, and almost 30,000 people donated over $2.3 million in just 45 days. The production was off and running. For those who may not know, Gosnell's clinic was the focus of a drug sting by federal law enforcement. In the course of the investigation, members of the Philadelphia police force found evidence that Gosnell was performing illegal late-term abortions, was responsible for the death of one of his patients, allowed teenage clinic workers to dispense powerful medications, including anesthesia, without proper training, reused surgical instruments without sterilization, and the list goes on. The clinic was described by investigators as a house of horrors. After several attempts, and in light of the overwhelming evidence, the district attorney finally agreed to prosecute the case, and a grand jury was impaneled. Indictments were handed down, Gosnell was arrested, and the trial began. Although he conducted thousands of illegal abortions, in the end, Gosnell was convicted on 3 counts of first-degree murder, 1 count of involuntary manslaughter, and at least 30 lesser crimes. It was America's first look into the inner workings of the abortion industry, and we were collectively appalled at what we saw. That was May of 2013. Now, 5 years later, after a full court press by Planned Parenthood to derail the movie, it finally opened last night in theaters across the U.S. My wife Jennifer and I attended and sat spellbound for the entire length of the movie. Although the horrors of abortion were exposed, it was done tastefully and circumspectly. For the most part, the movie focused on Gosnell, his trial, and the fact that government officials, clear up to Governor Ed Rendell, treated abortion clinics with kid gloves, despite hundreds of complaints. As I said, Hollywood, Planned Parenthood, and the abortion industry did everything in their power to stop this film from becoming a reality. The sad news is that my wife and I arrived early, thinking the premiere showing would be sold out. When the movie began, it was us and 3 other people in the theater. Just 5 people total for one of the best movies I've seen in years. As I said, we sat spellbound for the entire length of the movie. It was well done, captivating, emotional, and engaging. Everyone should see it, and the more who do, ensure a wider distribution. This opening weekend is critical. It's being shown in Billings, Kalispell, Helena, and Missoula. Please tell your friends and family and plan to attend. As I said, this is a call to action. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.